continuing now with the conversation about the failure of the energy grid in Texas, because in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared an energy emergency, which caught my attention because it seems highly unusual considering this same governor over the past year and a half has attacked consistently Line 5 that delivers propane to people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, other energy south of the Straits of Mackinac to Michigan, Ontario, Ohio, and elsewhere. And ironically, Governor Whitmer, who wants to shut down Line 5, which would leave the UP without a reliable source of propane, has declared an emergency, making sure that propane is readily available during this cold snap. Joining me is Rich Studley from the most powerful voice of business in Michigan. Rich is the Michigan Chamber of Business President and Chief Executive Officer. Rich, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. I think you've touched on a critically important public policy issue that will be a major debate both in Michigan and across the country, energy policy and our energy infrastructure. Michiganders need safe, reliable, and affordable energy. And I think in the push at the national level to rely increasingly on renewables, wind and solar, we can start to see some of the problems unfolding in Texas. And perhaps even here in Michigan, there is a place for renewable and alternative energy, but we must transition gradually over a multi-year period. And energy in the end, especially for a cold northern industrial state like Michigan, has to be reliable for homeowners and job providers. It's ironic that last week the governor declared an energy emergency because of delivery delays and concern over difficulty in obtaining propane. And her order would allow tanker truck drivers to remain on the road beyond their maximum daily limits. At the same time, this is an administration who has pledged to do everything they can to shut down Line 5. And instead of a temporary energy emergency, we'd have a permanent or long-term energy emergency. It seems like another example of the governor saying one thing and doing something quite different.
Sure. And here's one thing nobody seems to be able to answer, Rich, and it concerns me. Now, I applaud General Motors and I applaud Ford Motor Company and Tesla and others that are pursuing electric vehicles. GM says they'll be all electric in a few years. But what happens when your police cars, your ambulances, your fire trucks, your emergency vehicles, or your car just to get to work or your school bus are all electric and the electricity fails like it did in Texas? What if we face something like that? Then what do you do?
Elections have consequences. Good public policy doesn't happen by accident. In industry, whether you're in manufacturing or the utility sector, business leaders know that these transitions take time, they take money, they can only happen in the real world over time. And that's the challenge when someone gets elected and thinks that they can wave a magic wand and instantly restructure how we heat our homes, how we run our businesses, how we drive back and forth to work. The key here is a responsible, practical plan. It will take years to implement. But the governor wants to shut down Line 5 this spring, grinding to a halt propane and oil and gas distribution across our state. The governor's right. energy agenda would mean that we would replace Line 5 with long trains or an endless convoy of tanker trucks crossing the Mackinac Bridge and driving through Michigan. We have extraordinary businesses in Michigan's oil and gas industry. Michigan's Propane Gas Association, their members are well prepared for this temporary cold snap. We have an adequate supply. I think, again, we have a case where the governor's words are inconsistent with their actions.
Well, that's the irony of all of it to me, Rich. I mean, how can you say you're going to shut down Line 5 or attempt, which would cut off all propane to the UP, and like you say, replace it with train cars or trucks that, by the way, don't currently exist in the volume they would need to serve the need? How do you do that on one hand and then declare an energy emergency to make sure everybody has enough propane? It seems counterintuitive to me.
We hope this is one of the policy issues the legislature will work on as they review the governor's proposed budget. It's appropriate for the legislature to provide oversight for state regulatory agencies. And I think, Steve, the questions you've just asked are the kind of tough questions state lawmakers need to ask about the difference between what the governor says in the press releases and what she has proposed in the state budget. The governor's plan to shut down Line 5 means higher energy costs for all Michiganders and lost jobs at a time when we have a private sector company, a company that's willing to invest over $500 million of its own money to guarantee that we have safe, reliable, and affordable energy for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We have to be responsible in our policy actions.
Let me ask one more tough question. Rich Studley here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The governor snuck in an extension to restaurants only being allowed to operate at 25% capacity with a 10 o'clock forced closing time, a curfew, if you will. Snuck it in, didn't tell anybody. I've never liked that. I don't like sneaky, Rich. It's something that I don't appreciate. I feel like it's being dishonest by omission. What do you make of it? Because restaurants in Michigan are barely surviving, the ones that haven't closed already. I got about a minute here on that topic.
The governor has often said over the past year that public health depends on public trust. When you fail to disclose an important regulatory policy decision and leave it to others to find out, thank goodness for a press corps that discovered this. Reporters are increasingly willing to question the governor and her policies and her actions. We're one of the few states in the country that continues to maintain such severe operating restrictions. They are not based on science. They are not based on good public policy. This is another opportunity for the legislature to reassert its authority through the budget process and insist that we reopen Michigan, that we reopen safely, that we reopen businesses and reopen schools now, not later.
Fully agree with that. Some schools resisting, but that's a topic for another day. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, as always, I appreciate your wise input. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Stay well. Stay strong.
Bye now. Have it. Rich Studley, everybody. Yeah, shutting down Line 5, that's a priority. And then declaring an energy emergency. I can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.